Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. I couldn't be more excited right now. I've known this woman for many, many years. She's always been so good to me. And I was so excited to see her on my TV again this summer. It's Big Brother 13 winner and reality TV icon, Rachel Riley. Hi.
Hi. I am so excited to be chatting with you. And like, oh my gosh, I'm excited that we get to chat. What a whirlwind. I'm excited we get to chat about my game because we're always chatting about other people's games. So this is fun.
That's so true. But before we dive into everything, how are you feeling? It's only like a week out. Are you like adjusting to everything? I'm sure you're getting a lot of information.
Oh my gosh. So I'm on information download, like overwhelmed with the amount of support. So thank you to everyone. This, you know, you're like one of the first podcasts I've actually done. So I've had a chance to do like press, obviously, but like as far as just like a deep dive podcast, you're one of the first one. I think you are the first podcast I've done, which is really exciting. So thank you for having me. But yeah, I watched all the shows. So I watched every episode on like the double speed or the triple speed, whatever it was. So just because I wanted to get through it, because I'm like, oh my God, if I'm doing these interviews, I need to know what was shown on the episodes. Then I watched Ashley's deep dive that she did. And so I was like, okay, now I kind of understand more behind the scenes, but I'm still, it's like crazy because we all have different perspectives, right? Like, that's the beauty of Big Brother, but it's also like the terror of Big Brother.
Yeah, I feel like this postseason's a little wacky, but you know, that happens.
Oh my gosh, so wacky. I feel like my cast is more intense than other casts postseason. It's been a lot.
I wonder if it's because they are so new to Big Brother in this world that they don't really understand how intense the fans. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if that is it because there was a lot of recruits or a lot of people that like weren't super fans, like they didn't watch the show forever. But there's just a lot of chatter. You know what else, though, I thought was interesting? I feel like I'm a huge super fan of Big Brother, but I feel like we usually have most of the people, like the jury phase starts like week 4 or 5, right? Like, or 5 or 4 weeks out. Like they told us this was the quickest jury that we've ever had. It was only 3 weeks. So I'm thinking that might have a lot to do with it too.
That's true. There was a lot. Yeah, you're right. Actually, there was a lot of people not in the jury outside of the house watching everything. They have their own thoughts. And obviously the jury. Yeah, I think you have some people kind of in hiding and then you have some people on live every day. So it's like a mix of both.
It's so true. Well, actually now at this point, who's the only one hiding is Vince, right? I feel like everyone else is kind of out in the open out there.
That's true. He got papped. He got photographed, which I found very odd.
Okay, I saw your post and I was like, that is so crazy. I agreed. I was like, that has not happened since like 2010. So
I was like, I was in the celebrity journalism world when it was so big. And I don't know what happened. The Sun is not the most reputable outlet. So I don't know if they were just stalking him or what. But like usually if that happens, someone was called on purpose. But again, I don't know.
I assumed he was like, he either paid to be papped or I assumed that someone that was part of the PR team was like, let's get this out there. Like not the CBS PR team, but I'm just assuming like his PR or maybe Kelsey's or someone. Cause I agree. It's like, I have not had like any experience with that since like 2010, 2011. So I feel
you were
like,
around.
yeah, exactly. And even in 2012, like it wasn't even as big with the big, big celebrities. So I feel like, just being out there without someone calling is like,
Yeah, I thought it was weird. I mean, if I talk to Vince, I'll definitely give him a fair interview. I'm not someone that's, you know, like trying to make things worse, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, you're sort of downloading everything. Has Brendan like caught you up a little bit? I mean, there was so much, Rachel.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Even know how to catch you up.
So much. I feel like Brendan, since I've been out of the house, he's like, okay, I know you're going to take a period of adjustment to like get back. Even though I had 3 weeks in jury, it's still like you're cut off from everything. So I'm kind of just like now getting all the information from what happened behind the scenes, like stuff I didn't see. Brendan immediately filled me in on all the gossip. And it's, you know, I've done this so many times on so many different shows. This is my third time with Big Brother. So for me, like adjusting back to the real world is like, it's not issue. You know what I mean? So
Yep.
I've been reaching out to my cast members just to kind of see like, hey, you guys need anything? Do you want to talk? Like, how's stuff going? And I've had like really long talks. I talked to Morgan yesterday for 2 hours on the phone. I've talked to Ashley. I talked to Jimmy like every day. So I've gotten to talk to a bunch of my cast and just kind of like make sure they're okay and stuff like that too. 'Cause I know it's like, it is crazy being in that Big Brother bubble for so long.
Yeah,
So yeah.
and obviously you've been through it with a million
Yes.
shows, so like
Yeah.
yeah, you can really, and for a lot of the season you were doing the same thing, Rachel. You were like, actually,
Yeah.
this is how you're supposed to play, but okay.
I know.
You
I'm like,
loved it.
actually, guys, like maybe let's calm down on the lives that we're doing.
Yes. Jimmy will Jimmy is gonna do a live with me tomorrow. I'm a little scared, but I think it'll be fun.
It'll be so fun. He's the best. You'll love it.
Yes,
Oh, you
he's
know what's
great.
funny too? So, because Brendan, well, not funny, but because Brendan was also on Big Brother, I think he and I have this like unique experience, like where he can kind of fill me in and he knows what to tell me and what is like gonna be important for me to know and other stuff that's just like whatever. So I
So
think that
true.
that, yeah. So I think that helps a lot. I mean, just being, you know, marrying your showmance, it doesn't hurt, but
Want to start at the beginning because Brendan told me a little
yeah.
bit, but you didn't have a ton of time to prepare for this. Was it an easy
No.
yes, or did you really have to think about it?
Oh, I had to think about it. It was like, I love Big Brother, right? Like, obviously, I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been on twice. I'm a winner. Like, it's truly did change my life. Like, I met Brendan on the show. So, and I obviously attribute my 15 years of being on television because of Big Brother, right? Like, that really did jumpstart my career. But I felt like when they called me, it's so much harder going back, being older, not having a lot of time to prepare was also something that I did struggle with. And then just in general, like going back as a winner, knowing you're the only
Yeah.
person that is gonna go in with all new people, like I did freak out a little bit. They didn't tell me I would have any safety at all. So I'm glad that I got 1 week, which was kind of crazy because a lot of times when you go back, you get a lot of weeks,
Like
right?
four
Safe.
weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Friendship
Like,
bracelets, 4 weeks of
right?
whatever. Yeah. No
Like the
shade to Paul.
coaches season. No, of course, but it wasn't just Paul. Like
You're
coaches,
right.
when the coaches went back,
14.
they got like, you know, there was four of them and they got a bunch of weeks of safety. When Jesse Godrez went back, he got, you know, well, I guess he didn't technically get a lot of safety, but he got like, they made sure that he was like not gonna go
Insulated a
out
little
weak,
bit.
right?
Yep.
Insulated. And then even when I did duos with Brendan, it was like, it was different because we had the duos and we had that golden key twist. So,
Yep.
I mean, just going back by yourself is scary in general. I thought immediately what happened would happen. Like, I knew there would be one person that would call me out and one person that would be like, you're not going to win Big Brother. And honestly, I went in not thinking that I would win because I said, there's no way they're going to vote me out week one. Nobody is going to be, you know, crazy enough to keep a former winner in this game. So that also weighed on me when I was making the decision. But I'm glad that I made it. I'm glad I went. I had like what, 3 weeks to prepare. So obviously that whirlwind of it. Oh, by the way, I probably got my contract like the week of the Big Brother cruise, which was insane because I was on a cruise with all my Big Brother alumni house guests.
They were all telling me, like, Rachel did not let on at all. And I think Brendan probably told you, but I had started texting you and I didn't know which
Yes.
when it was you and when it was Brendan. But at some point I was like, okay, this is definitely Brendan. 'Cause he's like using all these emojis, which you like emojis like I do, but you know, he was playing it up and I'm like, this is
Oh
hilarious.
yeah. Oh yeah. Brendan told me, he was like, I learned that you used like three heart emojis and then three fire emojis. I was like, Brendan. Oh, and he was in chat BCC with, and he
Yes.
was like
Yes.
talking like he was me. I
It's
was
so
like,
funny.
this is so funny just to keep the ruse going or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad I went. It was just a lot. It was like a lot to do, a lot to prepare. I knew I needed like the gowns and I wanted to
Yep.
come back and make a splash. So, you know, I go into all these things preparing. Like, Sharon, I do not just think, I don't just show up. Like, I
I know.
literally go in, I prepare, I do my research, I pick out my costumes, I have like a full, like, I had to make like my spreadsheet of like, you know, things I wanted to accomplish. I had to make think of different directions for every time, any direction my game could go in. And then plus wardrobe and just what did I need to do while I was there to accomplish my goals. So I truly prepare so much to be on these shows, and I felt like I wish I would have had a little bit more time to get into better shape, but I think it worked out because this
Rachel, we saw you working out all the
all the
time.
time. I
You
know,
look
but like,
great.
oh my God, thank you. It was so much easier in the Big Brother house than preparing, because when you're preparing, they send you I mean, I'm telling you, it's like hundreds of papers to sign, right? So
Oh, yeah.
you're doing meetings and signing papers and going through, and plus we were on the cruise, and then I have the
Plus, you have
kids, and
kids. Yeah.
right, and I was working because I couldn't just quit my job. I was like working on a show, and they were like, "Hey, what's going on?" And I was like, "I think I'm gonna be gone." I felt
Gone.
horrible for doing that, but
Listen, this
got
is
it
the life you live, you
right.
know? It's
Exactly. If you have the opportunity, you gotta take it. That's the best advice I could give people.
Exactly. Now, when you get in there, I was actually, part of me was scared of how they were gonna introduce you to the other house guests.
Yeah.
Luckily, you got a cast that had no idea what was Big Brother before this. But I love that they gave you your due with your entrance
Yeah.
and made it a thing. Were you happy with that?
I was really happy with the entrance. I thought they did a great job. I love that they incorporated it into a twist. I thought that was really fun. I love that I got to come down on the steps. They were like, "You're gonna walk down, so if you want to say something, do your thing." Of course, in Rachel Riley fashion, I had a full list of
Of
lines that I had already
course.
planned. And it's funny. I think they. I don't even think they show in episode one the amount of dramatic stuff that I had planned, because I was like running around, "You're the accomplice, no, you're
I
the accomplice."
know.
It was just so ridiculous.
Damn.
I would just went in, I wanted to have fun with it. I didn't know. I thought I said I really went into that house thinking I would be evicted week one or week two, and I don't think it was until maybe week three that I was like, "Oh shit, I could actually maybe win Big Brother this
You were
season."
killing it. You
I
were.
know.
And listen, you didn't have Brendan. This is your first time
Right.
playing without him. You're playing a very social game. Usually you rely on
Yeah.
comps. But so did it feel very different when you were in there?
Absolutely. I think not having Brennan, automatically I had to figure out what I was going to do. And I'm such a duo person. I didn't
Yeah.
realize it until, and I didn't realize it until the end of the season. I was like, I love having my person. I'm a person. I want to have someone that I can be 100% loyal with, 100% talk to everything about, and just trust this person. And my duos, I guess, kept going out of the house. So I think I just kept freaking out because I was like, I don't have anyone. And I had to relearn how to be in an alliance. I had to relearn a bunch of stuff with the new school Big Brother, so different from old school Big Brother. But yeah, going in, I was really proud of the game I played because I knew I wanted to be more strategic. I knew I wanted to be more social. And I knew if I went in that I couldn't just win all the competitions. And I didn't know if I could even perform in them, but I knew even if I did, I needed to play a different game from 15 years ago. I mean, it's been 15 years, right? I can't go in and try to
Of
comp beast
course.
it out. But I knew I wanted to play a game similar to the other winners that I've seen. And I wanted to, I'm a student of the game, so I study these things. I see, I've interviewed all of the winners, and I get to talk to them, become friends with them. And I think it was a winning strategy to play the way that I played. It's just, you can't control everything, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But
We'll definitely get to that. But you're right,
yeah.
like And you found some people in there. You got Amy, you got Ashley, you got Will.
Yes.
Like you found some really good relationships. Obviously, I also want to talk on about Keanu a little bit, but yeah, did you connected with Ashley pretty early on, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we connected. So the first person I connected with was Amy because of the mom squad. And then Amy and Ashley started becoming really close. And then Amy brought me and Ashley closer together. And so then we had this girls alliance. And that was really nice to have because it felt like for the first time in my whole Big Brother career, I felt like I had an alliance. I felt like I had people I could work with and that I could just trust and rely on. And we did, and it was great, as long as we could make it last. And it was really fun because once you have your friends that you feel like you can trust, it's easier to be in that house where you can just kind of like, you know, you can navigate other relationships at that point. So for me, the way that I've always kind of played Big Brother was with Brendan, but this season I had to really focus on, okay, I have to have this alliance, but I also have to navigate with the other relationships and I have to make other friendships and try to bring in other people. And so I think that was interesting for me, but I think I did a really good job of always having Ashley in the whole season. We see that, right? So
Yep.
that's really nice. And Will too, which is really nice. We became really close with Will probably week two as well.
Yeah, no, I loved those early relationships that
Yeah.
honestly lasted a long time. And then Keanu, you know, it was a love-hate relationship even as a viewer. He would frustrate the hell out of me, but like my favorite thing was when you were like, "How are your reads this bad?" Like that was like my
Yes.
favorite thing that you said, 'cause he had some bad reads.
He had a lot of bad reads, and I don't know if he even realizes it even after watching the show. But I mean, honestly, like I tried the whole season, you know, it was a lot, but you know,
You can
you can
only
only
do
do
so
so
much.
much. Yeah, exactly. You can
Were you
only do so
surprised?
much.
Like, were you surprised in there? Because we had heard that, oh, people think Riley is going to be AFP. Like, did you have any inkling that Keanu was popular outside with like the casual fans?
I didn't. I mean, I always assume that people love people that win competitions, right? Like, because I knew as a competition winner myself that I had a big fan base because of that. So I kind of always assume that, you know, it's going to be a great, like you'll have your fans because people love that, and it's going to be a great story, especially the journey that he had this season. But
Nine lives,
no,
that guy.
yeah, 100%. I mean, if they didn't have the block, him and Kelly, if they didn't have Blockbuster, like they would have
Lasted
definitely.
too long, though, Rachel, I think, right?
Yeah, I kind of wish Blockbuster was like a few weeks, but
Yeah,
like
it's a little too
not the whole.
much.
Yeah. And I love it from a viewer standpoint because when they first introduced it, you know, back with the AI arena, I was like, this is fun. Like, I like the three nominees. I like the Blockbuster, but then living it and playing it was a lot because you
It's hard to
can't,
navigate.
yes, you can't navigate. You can't really pick a target. You can't really have a hardcore strategy or a plan. And then it does, the lines of the sides of the house become so blurry because everyone is like, you know, it could be
Well,
this
maybe
going home or
this,
this.
yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I don't like the maybes in a game like Big Brother. I feel like it's really fun to watch old school Big Brother for that reason, where it's like, this is what's going on. This is the side of the house. We want to root for them. We know what's going to happen, kind of. And, you know, it's always expect the unexpected, but this is like really unpredictable.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I like it from a viewer's standpoint for a bit. Like, it livens up
Right.
the Thursday shows with the uncertainty. But after a while, yeah, I just like it went too long. But hopefully
Yeah.
they'll fix that. I don't know.
Yeah.
What has been the most surprising thing that you've learned, I guess, or from watching the show since you've been home?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just the edits, like how different the experience I lived was versus what we saw on the show. And I felt like I played a really good game, and I felt like I played a really strategic and honestly the best game I've ever played.
Yep,
And
agree.
I was a little disappointed that I think it wasn't shown as much as I would have liked, but you
Yep.
know, what do you, I mean, I know they're trying to tell a story and that's what is important. And I mean, I think that's what
Yeah.
surprised me the most though, because I felt like I did really navigate that house well, especially being such a big target, and especially not just walking in as a target, but after the whole day thing, it was like my target went from being like, maybe I'm a target to being like a huge target going into week two. And I thought that navigating myself out of that and in and out of other social, you know, other weeks throughout other HOHs and social situations, I think that journey should have been showed a little bit more, but
I
you
agree.
know,
There were, I mean, there were weeks I'm just like, how are they not nominating Rachel? This is wild to
yeah,
me. Like, she's
all the
killing it in
time.
there.
Right? I
wild.
know. It was wild. And then the 1 week that I would have been nominated for sure, I won HOH, which was amazing. So I was like, okay, well, this is great.
Yeah, it's and it's true. I wish they showed more also about just sort of your trajectory with Big Brother, because I do think a lot of people who have not watched the show and are tuning in are like, I don't get the Rachel thing. Why is she so dramatic? And I'm like, you don't get Rachel. Rachel is camp. Rachel is costumes. Like, and I just wish they kind of showed that story as well of like your history with the show more. I don't know. Maybe I'm
No,
being.
I agree. I really wanted to see that too. And I would always go to the diary room and talk about, like, on Big Brother 12 we did this, on Big Brother 13 we did this, and I remember this. And then they would just be like, we're not, like, I mean, they didn't say we're not talking about it, but they would just be like, okay. Like, I got the impression it wasn't being just, like, talked about. So I was like, all right, well, I'll just, it's their show. I'll do what they need me to do. Make good TV, I guess. Whatever.
At what point in the game were you like, holy shit, like I could win this. Like I'm
Oh, like week three, like I know that was crazy to me because after, okay, talking to all these new players, like, first of all, these newbies really were bad at the game. And as much as they want to go around and I watch their interviews and they say they're doing this, that, and the other thing, and strategically they had this, whatever, like, I am telling you, they were, and I know live feeders know this, they were not amazing at this game. So I realized after, like, Jimmy's HOH, which was like horrible. Like, why did you nominate Will and Amy for your fourth and fifth nominees? But then I realized that week, okay, there's a chance that I can come in and be like a Big Brother coach. And I need to, like, come in and kind of, like, take on that coaching role. Plus, I kept thinking in the back of my head, I'm a huge Survivor fan. So Boston Rob on the season, he went in and played with all the new players. I was like, I just need to find my person, and that's going to get me to the end. And the talking to these players and turning them against each other and doing whatever I can do, I will play a similar game to that because that was kind of the best blueprint I had
That's a
coming
great
in,
point.
right? And I was thinking if I could play a similar game, that way I would be able to, like, navigate my way through this season. But that was really when I started to realize that there would be a chance I could win. Because it was like going into week three when Lauren did not even consider me for
Wild.
a nomination. I went up there, I'm like, I'll be your Big Brother, big sister. And, like, she was like, yeah, that's a great idea. And then I started to realize, like, I think that they were intimidated by me and they were scared of me. So I started, like, the truth is, I was annoyingly talking about myself. And, like, I
You leaned
understand.
in.
Exactly. I leaned into it. Like, I understand why they were like, Rachel talks about herself a lot. Like, all I did, I was like, I did this and I did this and I'm this and I'm this and I've been on Amazing. Like, I'm telling you, I was like, listen, the more I can throw at them, the more they are going to be scared of me because if I tell them how amazing I am, there's no way that they will even think twice about putting me on the block, think twice about coming for me because they're gonna just gonna be scared. It was like, I wanted to make my fire so hot that they were just terrified to even go near it. And I think that I did a great job at doing that as well.
You definitely did. I mean, and also once you became such a big target, people wanted to hide behind you. So there were other things,
A
but
100%.
the way that you were navigating was so impressive because, even as a fan of yours, as a friend of yours, I'm like worried about you, right? I'm like, I don't know how long she can last in there, but I respect you so much for going back. And then once it was 3, 4 weeks in, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I feel like all of Twitter was even like, is Rachel gonna win this season? Like, that's
Yes.
what it was looking like.
That's what it felt like too. And even during Mickey's HOH,
Oh,
she was
God.
like, I know, but she would like loved me, right? Like, I had such a great relationship with her, and I was so insulated with, like, Mickey and them at the time when Jimmy was still in the house. But, like, I had, like, Will and Morgan and Ashley and Mickey, and
And even
so I
Ava, to some
even
degree, yeah.
Ava, yeah, 100%. Like, I was using that whole, like, group of people to make sure I was insulated. So that way, if anyone even considered coming for me, it would always have been like, why would you do that? Like, she's never gonna go home. And I just had to keep reminding them of that. And I think, I mean, it did help a lot because I don't know that any other player would have been able to do that without already coming back and have already coming back into the game, if that makes sense.
I want to ask about Vince because you clocked him pretty early on as someone that you didn't want to work with. He was coming for you regardless. Like, he maybe had a little bit more strategic edge than some of the other players, but what was it about him that you were like, like, why are we need to get him out?
Yeah, so this happened week one, like his first HOH. I was like, this guy is trouble. He was up in that HOH room holding one-on-ones for longer than anyone I have ever seen on a show ever. So I remember, like, as a fan of reality TV in general, but also Ceree. So Ceree played Big Brother and she told Jared on Big Brother, nobody should ever know who you're talking to, right? Like, that is part of a great survivor. It doesn't work as well in Big Brother because we're just like locked in that house, but like, it is a smart gameplay. And she did it on the Traitors and she won the Traitors. And like, Ceree's what? One of the best players of all time for all reality competition shows. So if Ceree has a strategy, you stick to it. So I remember thinking that when, and then when I saw Vince doing this, I was just like, okay, this guy is trouble. He's A, super messy by doing this. And I was like, B, I know he's in there. He's either forming amazing relationships with people because everyone's going to trust him. He's a first HOH. Or he was just making deals, 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 deals. And so I just knew I was really good at clocking a lot of the gameplay this season because I'd played. So I knew, I always tell people, come in, win the first HOH. It's a great strategy. Nobody remembers that you won the first HOH. So you're never a target.
Build those
Because, right,
relationships.
you build the relationships. And whoever goes home week one, nobody had strong enough of a relationship with. So nobody is going to ever resent you for sending anyone home week one. And I think it's the, I think still it's the best HOH to win, period. But I saw the way that Vince was using that HOH and I was like, okay, this guy is a problem. We have got to like break up whatever he's forming immediately. And I could just kind of tell, like, I knew what he was trying to do. He was like, I'm a fan and I'm doing this. And so I kind of already had clocked him at that point. Like at the end of the week, I was like, no, this is not gonna, not on my watch, Vince.
Yeah, it was very early on that I was like, oh, this season's gonna be Vince versus Rachel almost, because if anyone's gonna target Rachel, it would probably be him, and she already clocked him. So that was the I feel like the early game went about, and and then Morgan, I feel like started to pick her game up sort of mid game. What were your thoughts on Morgan? Because at one point you guys were kind of working together with the Mickey stuff, but then it kind of went to shit. So what were your thoughts on Morgan, I guess?
That's it. Well, I loved Morgan. Like, we became really close the first few days before the feeds even started. We had this friendship. And I think I wish I would have maybe formed more alliances, but we had that heavy hitters alliance. So I didn't want to go out and try to like do too much because I know if you do too much too soon, especially coming in with the target, it's always going to be a problem. So I knew Morgan was in the heavy hitters. I wasn't really too concerned about it. But she and I had a great relationship, and I knew that if I just kept fostering that friendship, that we would just kind of like continue to build it and continue to become really close. And I knew her and Mickey were close, but I had Ashley, I had Amy. So I wasn't concerned about the Mickey Morgan situation. It was more like I also felt like I had Mickey and Morgan. And I knew Morgan had a great social game from the beginning. And I think also my game coming in the first few weeks, I don't know if they showed this on the feeds, but I really got down with these people. Like, I was asking them really personal questions.
Oh yeah, you knew what you were doing. I could
Okay.
tell.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I just wasn't sure if like if people had seen that, but like I used a lot of the, my skills from casting and a lot of the questions I ask as a casting producer or as someone that's like been an interviewer. I used a lot of those skills to really kind of like get down with the other contestants to try to pick their brains, to form an emotional deep connection, to ask really personal questions. And so I think that that helped me as well, because I think doing that, I was able to also form relationships that people didn't really want to break. You know what I mean? It was like, you don't want to, not be friends with someone who's like crying to you and who is like bearing their heart, right?
There were a lot of moments where I felt like you were the ear that the person needed, right? Like you were
Yeah.
there, and that was so smart because, you know, I don't know who said it, whether it was Dan or someone in the Big Brother world has said, like, or many people, like, listening is such a good skill in the big, like, people want to talk, 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 but sometimes you just need to listen and be there for someone, and you did that for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I don't think I even talked about myself until like week three. I think that it was like one of those things where I really worked hard to just listen and ask questions and, just try to have them trust me. Trust me, 100%. Like, talk to me. I've got you, kind of thing.
Yeah. I want to talk about the judges because everyone wants to know, obviously, like what would have happened with the judges had you stayed.
Yeah.
But were you, when you first formed the judges, how invested were you? You knew Vince and you were at some point probably not, we're probably going to come for each other. But
Yeah.
yeah, I guess how long did you want to take that or until it was convenient, I guess?
I think it more until it was convenient. This is the thing. Ashley and I had already been talking about Vince and the judges, and we just don't trust Vince. But Morgan just loved Vince, right? Like it was
Yeah.
like he was like her number one. So it was like there was no way to, if we went for Vince, like we would be breaking a relationship with Morgan. So I believe we would have gone to Final Five, and then I think we would have tried to turn on Vince immediately. I don't know if we would have made it all to Final Five, but I think we had a great shot. Like if that White Locust thing had a panned out differently, I think we could have had a great shot. But to be honest, I do a little bit blame that night on Vince picking Lauren. I think if Vince would have picked Morgan, Morgan would have picked me. I would have had an extra minute. I wouldn't have been so frazzled. That whole night was handled really badly from the newbies' point of view. And I was just trying to explain the strategy to them because, like, I know how this it that White Locust was 100% just a strategy competition. Like, Ava won. Ava should have put me in first or put in Will, put in Ashley. Never picked Vince. I would have picked Vince last. You know what I
Last.
mean? Like, never picking Vince because Vince is so unpredictable. So you have to make sure that whoever you're aligned with is going to go, your closest ally is going to go in first because they have the most amount of time, the best shot to win HOH. And that's what it is too. It wasn't just an elimination challenge, it was also HOH. So like you're not just thinking, oh, I don't want to go into the hamster wheel of death. You're also thinking, if I don't go in, I don't have a shot to win this next head of household. And if someone like Lauren accidentally wins head of household, what does that look like for my game? Because Lauren probably would have put me up. I talked to her in jury and she said she might not have put me up, which is kind of crazy.
She didn't always
But
make the most sound decision, so who
right, I
knows?
know, I know. So
No
I have
offense to
no
Lauren,
idea.
but
Yeah, right. No, 100%. No offense to her, but I was like, so would you have put me in your nominations if I would have survived that and not been HOH? And she's like, well, I don't know because I still would have put up Morgan and I probably would have put up Ashley and Will. And I was like, that's crazy. Like that to me
that's
just like blows my mind. Like, but I'll take it. Like
yeah.
that was a testament. I felt like a testament to how good of a game that I was actually playing.
Yeah. I knew the HOH part of that comp is why you want also wanted to go because
Yes.
I knew that if you're throwing yourself in there, it was like you just didn't want the HOH to also end up in the wrong hands.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this silly arm grab situation.
Yeah.
That I don't know, like there was a big response to that on social media. I guess like what were your thoughts on that? Obviously, it's easy when someone leaves the house to sort of talk trash. I think it's
Yeah.
just like you know, you're venting. It did get a little personal. People didn't love that. I guess, what are your thoughts on it?
Right, 100%. Look, anything that happens in the game, I always have overlooked, and I've been open and willing to talk to people outside of the game. Like, look, Regan and I, 15 years later,
Yeah.
we're friends. And like, it's a game. And I understand tensions are high, things get construed in different ways, or you have certain feelings about people that, betray you or whatever. So My thought was that Ava and I had had a great relationship this entire game, right? Like, I'd started out with a final two with her. I knew she was getting closer to Kelly and Lauren, but I still felt like she was with me. She was with Will. She wanted to keep us
She was
safe.
anti-Vince too. That would
She was
help.
totally anti-Vince, right?
Yeah.
Anti-Vince, anti-Keanu. So I thought that, like, because of that, she would have wanted to listen to me with regards to just purely the strategy of the game, right? I literally grabbed her to tell her the strategy. So in Big Brother, especially coming from the old school era that I was in, we grab our people. You grab
Yep.
your people, you pull them in a separate room, and the
You
other
don't have a lot of
people,
time.
you
You have
don't have
to.
time. You have, it's like a double eviction, or like even these blockbusters, what it was like 2 minutes, right? Like, you grab your people, you go talk, and you figure it out, you go back. It's not a aggressive thing. It's not a thing that's meant to like make people upset. It's literally just a pure like game thing where you're like, come talk to me privately. I want to explain the strategy to you. Could I have approached it differently? Sure. But we had 10 minutes. We had just learned about this twist. We had everyone else was already in her ear saying, I want to go. I want to go. I want to do it. And then for me, I was like, I needed to be the one, in my opinion, I thought I needed to be the one to explain the strategy to her, to tell her how this would work out, to tell her, bullet points of what would happen if she picked so and so, if she picked this person, if she picked that person. But she didn't want to listen. She wasn't really strategic, especially in this situation. And she went off of like a lot of, I thought a lot of the time she went off of her vibes, which
Yeah.
is fine, but like for a very strategic decision like this that does affect the rest of the game, I think it's really important to listen to people, especially people that have already played or that are fans of the show. I mean, this was pure, like, this was from Ranger Games, like literally,
Yeah.
like nobody had watched it. Ashley and I were like the only two that knew how this strategy would work and how it need what needed to happen.
Damn.
So that was disappointing. Then she picked Vince, which was incredibly, I mean, it made no sense. It was just like, of all the people, she could have picked Morgan first if she just didn't want to
Even
pick
if she picked Lauren for, I don't know, it just the Vince was so weird,
Vince
that
was
pick.
so weird. I think if she would have picked Lauren first, that would have also been a problem because
It would
Lauren
have
would
been
pick
bad,
Kelly.
but
Kelly would pick Keanu.
it would have made more sense though, because at least she was like friends with Lauren. I don't know, but
Right,
yes, it would have been
100%.
bad.
I think it was because Ava also didn't, from my opinion, Ava didn't want to go against Will because she loved Will. And Will was like, don't put in Lauren, don't put in Keanu, don't put in Kelly. And so really, it just kind of like came down to putting in. She didn't want to put me in first for whatever reason. But it
Yeah.
came down to either, I mean, it was like Morgan or Vince or Ashley or Will, and Will and Ashley didn't want to go in at all. So
I mean, I feel like this was the turning point in her game too, because Will
it
goes
was.
out and then she loses sort of the numbers. And I think this is a decision that I think pretty much lost her the game as well. If I don't know,
I
that's how
agree.
I feel like. But okay, so you go in. God, I talked to Tyler, so I don't know if I told you if you saw this
No.
interview. Go watch it if you have time
Okay.
later. He felt horrible. He was like,
Oh
I'm, he goes, people are in my ear talking, the whole time as I'm hosting the comp. Soon as you lose, he goes, dead silence. No one's saying anything. He goes, I'm looking at Rachel being like, you're a fucking legend. Like, pick yourself up. He's like, I felt horrible for her. It's a really nice interview. But yeah, talk to me
no.
about that because he told me also that he's like, I felt like Rachel was defeated when she walked in there.
I was. I'll be
Yeah.
honest. I think I was defeated in. So, what happened with the Ava? Okay. Ava didn't put me in. She picked Vince. But when I pulled Ava, I had tried to take her to the storage room, and Keanu was up in my
Oh, yeah.
face. And Keanu did that to me so much throughout the whole entire game. And he was always constantly, if he wasn't in my like literal face, he was, like messing with my game in some way, right? Like, and in this in particular scenario, he was in my actual face. I grabbed Ava and I was like trying to go to storage room, and he's literally standing right here. And I'm like, Keanu, leave us alone. I need to talk to Ava. And he's like, no. And I was like, let me talk to Ava. And he was like, no, Rachel, everyone needs to talk to Ava, or whatever he was saying. And then I was upset about that, and I was kind of frazzled from that. Then Vince picks Lauren, right? So then I'm just like, oh my God, I had this moment of thinking, this is the worst case scenario. Like, Vince picks Lauren. I remember saying to Vince, how could you pick Lauren after everything Morgan has done to you, and that done for you? And then I remember talking to Morgan, and Morgan was upset. Morgan was like, how could he pick Lauren? And then we were both defeated. Then I went into the room. Lauren is going out and doing this. I'm in the room with Ashley, Will, and Ava. And I'm like, we got played. Like, pure and simple. Vince played us. Like, she wasn't like arguing with me at that point, but she was like, you were fighting with Keanu and I didn't know what to do. And I'm like, Ava, there's nothing we can do at this point. Like, we got played. We have to move on and like realize that like someone from our alliance is likely going to go home tonight. And then Lauren picked Morgan. And then I was like, oh my God, 3.5 minutes. I knew from Ranger Games, Brittany was at the 3.5 minute mark. And I had just been with Brittany in June, 3 weeks ago or whatever, 6, 8 weeks ago, the beginning of June, I had just been with her. We talked about this horrible hamster wheel of death. Like, I literally had heard about how traumatizing it was. I talked to Danielle Reyes about how traumatizing it was. So it was a mixture of everything where it was just like, I'm in my head. The alumni are in my head.
Yeah.
The Keanu thing was in my head. The Ava thing was in my head. And I walked out there and I was just like, oh my God. And then I was thinking, should I say I don't want to go in? If I don't go in now, is Morgan going to put Kelly in? Who is Morgan going to put in? If she put in Kelly, Kelly would put me in at 2.5 minutes. So it was like, yeah,
exactly.
It was like, do I go in at 3.5 minutes or 2.5 minutes? Yeah. And then I went in and I was 100%. I looked at the thing. I was confident about it. I knew what I was going to do. I got in there. I started turning it. And then for some reason, it just went back and forth twice in a row in front of me. And it went all the way back to the beginning. So they obviously, they don't show the whole thing, right? Because they can't have time. So I was going, like, moving the little disc back, and it went all the way back to the beginning. And as soon as it went back to the beginning, my entire Big Brother life flashed in front of my face. It was insane. It was the weirdest thing, because it's like, I knew that this was like my Big Brother funeral of death or whatever. It was like, I saw myself in Big Brother 12 on the hammock with Brendan. I saw the confetti coming down on my head from Big Brother 13. And I saw this incredible game that I had just played my heart out, and the best game I've ever played. I saw everything like it right in front of me. And then the next thing I know, it was like 9 seconds on the clock and there was nothing I could do. So it was like, I like literally spaced out. I just zoned out at that thing and I was trying to move it. And I don't think I even saw what was in front of me. It just, in my brain, all I saw was like Big Brother 12, Big Brother 13, Big Brother 27. It was the weirdest thing. And I don't know how to describe it any other way, but like my life in Big Brother flashed in front of me and played like a movie. Yes.
It's like a lot of pressure. I mean, that's how I know you were probably out of it. Cause Tyler was like watching in horror and he's like, I wanted to yell like, Rachel, go the other way. He's like, but I don't think, honestly, he's like, I just don't think her head like it was in it when she was in there.
Yes.
But I got to ask like that, I was there on set that night. I didn't get to watch that. That was very like tight-lipped, right, for a while.
Yeah.
But huge, huge reaction from fans, alumni. I mean, people that have never even maybe been the biggest fan of Rachel Riley are like, this is ridiculous. This is not Big Brother. You know, then there's also the people that are like, expect the unexpected. But I don't know. Do you feel like they thought this all the way through? Like, do you think it was fair?
I mean, I think, look, and I really believe that everyone would have been upset no matter who went home. Like, people are like, it's just because it was you, Rachel. And I do think people were more disappointed because I did play such a good game. I came back as a legend and I was in such a great position. However, it was I mean, I am extremely disappointed. Like everybody, the entire season had an HOH, a
Yep.
veto, a blockbuster, and
Vote.
a vote. So, like, four chances to save themselves. And then it's like I go in to this hamster wheel of death, and like, there was nothing I could do. I think that it was just like an elimination. I didn't have a chance to go back in and get voted out. I didn't have, like, I feel like there could have been a, what if I fail the elimination and I go in and then they vote, they could vote, like an
Right,
immediate vote,
something.
something. But it was disappointing to just kind of have everything in my Big Brother career lead up to this one hamster wheel of death in on day 60, you know, in this like do or die situation where there was nothing I could do. It was not like I couldn't go fight for another competition. I couldn't go get a vote. I couldn't talk to a friend. Like there was no power, like nothing. It was just like day and also day 60, you know,
Yeah,
like
60
we
days.
60 days had been in there for such a long time. You know, this was late in the evening. It was just, you know, the whole thing
It was really
was,
late.
yeah, it was really late. It was disappointing, but I mean, yeah, they say expect the unexpected, and I do, but I think it's different when you're playing a 10-day game of reindeer games and the
Which
prize
is
is
not
100.
Big Brother, by the way.
It's not Big Brother, right?
Totally different
Exactly.
game.
Totally different game. And the prize is $100,000 and it's 10 days and they go sleep at a hotel every night versus 60 days of nonstop being in the Big Brother house, living in that world, playing your heart out. And I did play my heart out. Like I
Yes,
was
you did.
playing. I didn't take naps during the day. I didn't, you know, sit back and wait for something to happen to me. I was actively playing. I was part of the discussion. I was part of the social strategy. I had all these storylines. I had a lot of like social, you know, just socially in that house. I was a big part of the house. I was a big part strategically in that house. I was part of the big alliance. I had my, you know, final two deal. I had like just in general, I had been playing Big Brother all season. I won an HOH. I made amazing decisions during that HOH when I was in power. And like, I fought really hard to make sure Riley left the house the week during my
Yeah.
HOH. So, like, and I, you know, other HOHs, I was always in the room making decisions with people. I was always making sure that people had the votes or that we didn't have the votes. And it was just like, you know, I felt that I did play an amazing social and strategic game. You know, I won HOH, so I don't think that I was, I don't, I just wish that it was not that way to go
Yeah.
out. Especially a player that is playing such a hard, like a good game. I wish that that was not the way that I went out, or in general, anyone. Like, did I want Kelly to go home in that competition? Absolutely. But would it also have been disappointing to see a Kelly go home when, you know, she had like so many chances to go on Blockbuster. Now I found out she was volunteering for all those chances, but you
Wild.
know, you are wild. But it, again, would have been disappointing to see anyone go home in that fashion.
Yeah. Where I did you see? So the reaction, even in the house, they were like, oh, this isn't a social game anymore. We could just, they were
Yeah.
all pissed. Like,
Yeah.
and then the alumni, like I said, were also all on your side. I've never seen the Big Brother fandom so united against one thing. Did that
Yeah.
help the sting over the last week hearing that or
Well, you
no?
know what? I didn't hear about it until I got out of the
Yeah.
house. So that definitely it was nice to see. And it's not like I feel like my story isn't over. I don't know. I cannot do a season of 90 days in the Big Brother house again. So I don't know what that means for me, but it feels like my story is not finished. Like I feel like it came to such an abrupt end that people are already like, we want more, we want more.
Yep.
Like, and I read a lot of blogs and a lot of different comments, and everyone is like, I think a lot of people were also sad because they never got to see, you know, how the story would have played out. And a lot of people feel like we don't know what would have happened between the judges. We don't know what would
Yep.
have happened with Rachel's game. Like, would she have made it to final two? Would she have, like, is there a scenario if it was just a regular Big Brother situation, that she could have pulled herself off the block. So I think my story's not done being told, but I think that my story for a 90-day Big Brother season is I would never be able to do that again. I mean,
Ugh.
yeah, I know it's
Rachel, I'll ask you in
disappointing.
5 years,
Yeah,
maybe.
no. Honestly, though, I know, and Sharon, I love the game, but 90 days is just
I
so
know.
long, and it's just such a I mean, I have two kids, I
Yeah,
have
it's a lot.
Brendan. It's a lot. Like I really tried. Like I did, I went in there, I put my whole heart out. Every time I go into these situations, I play with my full heart. I let down my guard. I don't think about what's going to look good on social media, what is going to get me more followers, or what's going to be, how do I need to be for a certain situation. I literally just go in, I play the best game I can play. I form the relationships I can form. When I'm upset with someone, I tell them. When I'm 100% authentic and real and Rachel in those situations. And I mean, that's why I get asked to come back, but it's also like, it's a very unique type of player that we don't see as much anymore. A lot
Yeah.
of players are very guarded these
I
days,
agree.
especially on reality TV.
Yeah, and something I sent out when I found out you were on the show is like, listen, I talk to a lot of reality stars and a lot of people who don't associate with the show that made them famous or don't like to talk about. The thing about you, Rachel, is I feel like you've always been a big proponent of Big Brother. You've always been a fan. You've always had such a positive outlook and you're so good to the network even. And so I think, even as your friend, I felt like, damn, they're doing this to her when she's done so much for this show. And I think that was a frustration for me. And I was a little worried about you in the jury house that night. I told Brendan too, like, it's not because you lost. It's because I know you didn't want to let people down. Like, I know you and Noelle enough to know that you were like worried about letting people down, which you did not, by the way. So,
Thank you. I
but
know
was
that was
that
so nice to, yes, that was so nice to see. And thank you for saying that. That was literally the thought in my head. Every single day, I was like, I let down my family. I let down my fans. I let down the Big Brother community. I felt like, just in general, not the fact that I couldn't complete that was such a, disappointing way for me to like wrap up my story. I wanted to put a bow on it. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
we wanted to see
And
it play out.
yeah, I think I wanted to see it play out too. And I feel like I didn't get to necessarily put a bow on my Big Brother legacy. But who knows what's going to happen in the future? I think people do want to see my, me continue in other
Robbed
shows or
Queen now.
whatever. But yeah, exactly. Exactly. I
Bring her
mean,
back for something
yeah.
else
Well,
now.
yeah, exactly. Probably not Big Brother for 90 days, but
That's fair. That's fair, Rachel. You did your time. You don't need
yeah,
to.
exactly. I've done 3 seasons. I won. I'm good.
Yeah. People were a little critical of production. I mean, I knew that I was like, they're going to bring Rachel out for an interview. Like, I knew that was going to happen. They're not going to waste like their biggest star. But did you feel the pressure to sort of be like a good sport about it on camera at all?
I mean, it's not that I feel the pressure to be a good sport. It's just like in general, I feel like I am a good sport.
You are, yeah.
Like as much as people want to like say, Rachel, whatever, I play in the game. At the end of the day, when the game is over, it is expect the unexpected. And it is a thing where it's like, even though I'm disappointed and the fans are disappointed, it's like, well, it's a twist and
Yep.
we do have to expect the unexpected. And it's not like they do the twist the day of, right? Like they do literally plan these things out months in advance. So it wasn't like a personal thing against me. It's just that, it's disappointing when if anyone would have gone home in that twist, because it does feel that it goes against the, spirit of the game a little. But by the same token, it's a twist, and I think they thought it would be something to like, spice up the game and kind of, it was really successful in reindeer games, right?
I
Like
just
people
wish it was
did
a
love it.
veto. It could have been a veto.
I know it could have been a, it could have, I mean, there's a lot of things it could have been. Like
Yes.
I'm saying, I really feel like whoever loses goes directly to a vote, immediately goes to a vote. It could have been like you said, like a veto. It could have been whatever.
Yeah.
I just think that there was a lot of things it could have been, but what are you going to
What are you
do?
gonna
Expect
do?
the unexpected.
Okay. I have a couple other things I want to ask you about. I know you mentioned the Ava stuff. Mickey, obviously, she got some heat on social media for some of the stuff that she said about you. Again, I give people a little bit of grace because I think when you're under pressure like that, you say crazy things. I will say I didn't love what she said only because she was trying to reference like how you used to be, and I'm like, you never even watched her season, so like, why would you
I
know
saw
that?
that. I saw
But
that.
okay. So I guess how do you feel about Mickey these days?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like I said, I think what happens in the game stays in the game, and I encourage the people that are, and I love the people that want to defend me, but I do encourage people to remember that this is what is said in the game is said in the game. And I feel like her saying, oh, she's like she was 15 years ago. Like, yeah, Mickey girl, you never watched me. So like, let's calm down. But in the time at the time, like I'm sure she thought it was a good thing to say. Like she was probably trying to create doubt or have people turn against me, which is part of Big Brother, right? Like you do have that part of Big Brother where, you want to turn people against other people. Like, I mean, honestly, Keanu was trying to turn people against me all the time, 24/7, and so it was like, what am I supposed to do? Like, there's nothing you can do. It's Big Brother. Same thing with Vince. Vince was always trying to turn people against me. And again, like what
Not
happens in the
personal,
game,
yeah.
right? It's not personal. It's like, you gotta play the game and,
Did it feel nice when Keanu, in the jury house, or we saw clips of him like, I should have listened to Rachel. And then in my exit interview, he was like, if I ever play again, I'm wearing a bracelet that says WWRD, what would Rachel do, or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, Keanu, yes. But do you think he's come around to realize like, okay, I should have listened to Rachel?
I mean, I hope a lot of the newbies did, right?
I
Like,
hope.
I hope so too. I feel like I was trying my best to coach them, even to my detriment. Like there was a lot of times when I would tell them information that probably I shouldn't have even told them. Like, I think it's just like you go in there. I'm a mom, so I already am in that like coaching mindset. And then I'm coming in as like a Big Brother legend. So I felt like a little bit like I've done this before. I know how to do this. Like, listen to me. I'm trying to steer you in the right way, but for whatever reason, people thought I was this like, manipulative, backstabbing player, and I was like, I literally have never played like that, so I don't know
They
where
don't
they come
know.
off.
They didn't
No, they
watch.
didn't know. That was the funny thing. I'm like, I would tell people, I'm like, I am the most loyal ally you could
You'll
ever
stick by your
have.
people. Yep.
I will stick by my people. I will fight for my people. I will help my people however I can. And I'm glad that Ashley recognized that. Like, thank
Yeah.
God. And then she ended up winning, which is like such an incredible win. I was so excited for her win.
Yes, I want to talk about that a little bit. You were a very vocal supporter of Ashley in the jury house. Everyone heard the scream when you saw Morgan walk on the stage. Did is it true that once you saw Morgan, you're like, Ashley's winning this?
I literally thought that, but the thing that cemented it was when Julie said that Ashley won the second part of
Yes.
the HOH or the final HOH, and she had evicted Morgan.
That's
I
what it
was like,
was.
ah, because I had literally said in the jury roundtable the day before, I said, look, you guys, we cannot pretend like Ashley might not win this final three HOH. She could win the whole thing, evict Morgan, and then that's the biggest game move of this entire season because Ashley knows that Vince already has a lot of enemies in the jury house. He was the reason everyone was there and everyone felt some sort of personal way about it. And I knew that Ashley knew that. So I had to fight and for her and like in that jury roundtable. And every time someone new would come to the jury house, I would be like, look, don't pretend like Ashley's not playing this game because Ashley is playing this game. And we can't just act like Ashley's just kind of coasting by. Like she's actually playing the game. She's actively working with people. She's making social relationships with people. So I knew as soon as Julie said she evicted Morgan, I thought that because we had talked about it being the biggest move of the season. And I knew she would win. And I was just like freaking out. I was so excited.
Yeah.
It's like hearing it. I was as excited as if I would have won. Like, it was crazy. Like, it's like hearing your best friend is like, you know, gets on something or wins something. You're just like, oh my God. Like, you're so happy for them.
Exactly. It was like, What did you think of the speech performances? I think Vince would admit he didn't. Next to Ashley, he didn't really have a shot. I don't know.
No shot at all. Also, I don't know that the speeches really would have swayed that many votes, because at the end of the day, like, we have that jury roundtable for a reason, right? And like, that jury roundtable, I think, was what really cemented the votes, because people knew what they were going to do in all situations,
scenarios.
Right? In all scenarios. So it wasn't like a pop-up. We had no idea that he was going to win, like what happened, or that she was going to win, what happened. It was like, we already knew if Ashley won, evicted Morgan, we were voting for Ashley. So it was like, I think her speeches were obviously like light years ahead of Vince's.
I think he ended well, but like, yes. He was a little nervous,
right.
I think,
oh,
when
yeah.
Ashley
he was
started.
So nervous. Yeah. Oh, her Elwoods, and like the Elwoods speech was so cute. I just
it's
absolutely
so cute.
Loved it. Yeah, it was so cute.
How are you going to vote in the other scenarios, do you think?
If it was Vince versus Morgan, I was voting for Morgan. And then if it was Morgan versus Ashley, that was just a really hard vote for me. I loved them both. I thought they both played such incredible games. I don't know. I think we
that
were waiting
tough.
To... Yeah, it was a really tough one. I think we were waiting to see how people answered the questions in that scenario. Mm. And to see how we came to that scenario. Because if Ashley evicted Vince, that's a different situation than if Morgan evicted Vince, right? Like, if Morgan evicted Vince, that would have been a really big game move as well.
Which I think she was planning to.
Yeah, that's what she said, which is really crazy to hear.
Yeah, I guess I don't want to dive deep into this. It's not our business. But in there, did you feel like Vince and Morgan's relationship was more than platonic on one of their ends? Or were you like, not sure? Because obviously they were showing it on the show. It seemed like that. But, I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know either, because, Morgan didn't have a boyfriend, right? Like, she went in, no boyfriend, went in with the goal to play a game. She is a gamer. At the end of the day, Morgan was doing what she had to do to get to the final two. She said Vince was her number one, and I believe that she's a loyal person. The other stuff, like, who knows? Like, I mean, only time will tell. When you're in the Big Brother house, we're with each other 24/7, every day for like, 83 days they were together every day. We don't have other people. We don't have access to phones, televisions, pens, papers. Like, there's no books, nothing. So you're literally only talking to people. So you become so close with them. And that's why you form your closest friendships from this game. Like, showmances are so successful from this game because of the way that it's structured and because of the relationships that we build. So I'm sure that, we'll see in the next, few months what happens.
Yeah.
I think they'll probably be friends forever, I assume.
I mean, I would hope it would all blow over and be okay. I always want people to be okay after this show, because it's a traumatic
100%.
Experience.
Yes, it can be very traumatic. Yeah. Thankfully, this one wasn't as bad for me at all. Like, I'm very happy. Yeah.
good. And that's the thing about you too, Rachel. I feel like you're a good sport. You don't really hold grudges. Is there anyone you wouldn't talk to after the show? Or are you open to seeing what happens?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll see what happens. Like, I obviously, like, this is my, what? I mean, I've done this for 15 years. This is like not my first cast. It's not my first show. So I probably am not. I'm not as invested in this as I was when I was on Big Brother 12 or Big Brother 13, right? Like, I was very, very invested in those seasons. And I have my best friends in the whole world from those seasons. But I also grew some of my best friends, like, from Janelle, the Britneys, like, people that, well, Britney was on my season, but people that weren't even on my seasons, just from being part of this Big Brother community, you become just such good friends with people in general. So I think, like, within the next few months, everything kind of blows over. The feelings, if there's feelings of betrayal or if there's feelings of whatever, I think people just kind of start to remember the good stuff and they forget about the bad stuff, and you have a chance and the opportunity to talk to everyone. So, I mean, I'm always open to, and I gave them all my phone numbers. So I said, like, if you guys want to talk, if you have anything that you want to like run by me, I'm happy to help you post show. I know how it can be for like, especially coming out of that house and out of that bubble. I know it can be crazy, it can be intense, it can be like overwhelming. So give me a call. And then it was nice in Jury House. I did get to form relationships on a different
Yeah.
level with people, which was really nice. So I think we'll be, I will be friends with the people. It's just that I don't know how that will play
Yeah.
out
It
yet.
might take a few months, but someone who said that you're friends with Kelly now, that you guys had a good connection in the Jury House. Is that
Yeah,
true?
we did. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, in the Jury House, Kelly and I got along really well. I got along really well with Lauren. It's interesting, once you take out the
Yeah.
game, you're just like, wait a second, I like this person. Like, yeah, it's really interesting how that works.
Yeah. What were your kids' reactions to the
Oh,
show
they
and
love
to
my
you?
are Yeah, my kids love the show. They
Okay.
love, yeah. They thought it was so funny. They loved being on the show, which was really,
They were
really cute.
hilarious, by the
They were
way.
so, I know, Dora's like, I was like
So freaking
dying,
funny.
dying. My Adora wants to go on Big Brother. Like, that is her. Now she wants to go on. It's her dream. So I'm like, okay, 12 years from now, when Adora's on,
That's wild,
I
Rachel.
know. But like, we'll be talking in 12 years, Sharon, about Adora being on. That's like the
Okay,
craziest.
that is wild. Also, like, can you imagine if there was
I
like a mother-daughter duo?
know. Oh God. See, I thought about that. It would be so cute, but then I'm like, you know what? I'll let her do her thing. Like, she can
Give her
just go
one
back.
season.
Give her a season. Yeah. Maybe she'll find her showmance. Like, you
Oh,
know, it would be so cute.
that is adorable. Yeah, I guess I'm trying to think. Is there anything else about your game that you felt like m was misunderstood, or you wish they showed differently? Or I guess, yeah, overall, like, are you happy you did it?
I mean, obviously, I'm not happy with the outcome, but I'm
Fair.
happy to have been back. It's one of my favorite shows. It's, if Big Brother calls, like obviously, like I'm so glad I took that phone call and that I got to go on. I truly, truly love the game from not just like a perspective of a player, but also from a fan. Like, I've always been a fan of the show. I've always been a fan of the game. I love the social experiment of it all. And I'm happy I got to go back. Like, I feel honored that they consider me to be part of their, like, part of their, such a big part of their franchise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool to get to be part of anyone's franchise, but to be one of the faces of the franchise is like really such an honor.
Yeah, you're on the Mount Rushmore Big Brother, Rachel, for
Right? Which is
sure.
crazy. It's crazy.
By the way, what's crazy is that, I mean, Jeff Probst isn't against you playing Survivor, right?
I'm
What's
very excited.
happening?
So I'm submitting an audition tape. I saw the video on the Emmys red carpet. Like, we'll see what happens. Expect the unexpected.
Rachel, I would die to see it. I would love
I
it.
think me too. I've been wanting to play. I'm a huge fan of Survivor too. And like, I don't know, maybe like 12 years ago or 13 years ago, Brendan and I went to an open call for Survivor. And they're like, yeah. What, like, when we want you, we'll call you. But now that I'm like, you know what? I just went back for Big Brother. I saw the interview with Jeff. So I am going to, shoot my shot. Because if you don't shoot your shot, like, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, why not?
Why
Exactly,
not?
exactly. Are you even caught up? Like, did you watch The Amazing Race at all? Did you give
Yes,
anyone advice?
I haven't caught up on it yet. I need to still watch this last episode from last Wednesday,
Yeah.
which I plan on doing today. But I'm dying right now. Like, the big, but the first of all, the twist. I'm like, what is this twist about? Like, Amazing Race, come on. It's
Yeah.
Amazing Race. But then I'm also like, I love the dynamic between the relationships that already exist between the teams. So I always think that's so interesting because usually on Amazing Race, we don't get these like d like team outer team dynamics as well, right?
Yeah.
Like, we usually get the interpersonal relationships of the team, but now we're getting like a full like crash course on these outside relationships, which is so interesting. I can't wait to see how it plays out because it's like we're already seeing who's going to help who. Who do I think is going to U-turn who? I didn't know you guys didn't like each other. Like that kind of thing. I'm like, wow. So I'm really excited to see how this season of Amazing Race plays out. I feel like I like it when they do stuff like this on Amazing Race.
Agree. And like I know the show hasn't been, it's it obviously still wins Emmys, but the ratings have never been amazing. By the way, you helped Big Brother have some of the highest ratings in years. How does that feel?
Oh, that's so incredible. I'm so excited about the ratings were so good. I kept asking everyone that. That
Did
was
you?
like the first, well, the first thing I said to Allison and Rachel was like, I hope that we made good TV. And they
You
were like,
did.
yes. And they were like, you did. And then I was like, how were the ratings?
Yeah. And I think that's a testament, same thing with Amazing Race, it's up, and it's because these people want to continue the stories after Big Brother, right? Like so anyway, it's nice to see. But yeah, Rachel, thank you so much for doing this interview and chatting.
Yes, thank
I didn't
you.
want to text you too much because I'm like, she's got a lot going on, but
No, text as much as you want.
I
I
send
love
you
talking
I
about this stuff.
yeah, I think I sent you a voice note like the night that you or the night after you got eliminated. Ugh, I hate saying that, but I was like, Rachel, I just was like, I hope she's not down on herself right now. I'm sending her a voice note. She could listen to it later. But yeah, I hope you're feeling the support because, I asked the fans, what do you want to know from Rachel? And most of the people said, listen, just tell her that we love her and that we were so happy to watch her. So
Oh, thank you. I
of
really
course.
appreciate that. And I think I just appreciate knowing that I had that support because it did feel, I wasn't sure. I really felt like I let everyone down. And I felt like if I was, coming back and playing a good game, I didn't want people to be disappointed in me. And so I'm so happy to
Quite the
hear.
opposite.
Yes. Oh,
So,
thank you. I like
Rachel.
love everyone. And I'm so, I really appreciate the support so much.
Of course. Well, Rachel, I'm sure we'll talk again about something else, but it was really fun
Yes.
talking about your game.
Yeah, thank you. No, I appreciate that. It was so fun to talk about this as well. So, and I love talking to you. So anytime.
Thanks, Rachel.